Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Nick Earnshaw behind the glass back in Philadelphia. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tuesday night, live Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, day two, as we have been here. And I've been here since Sunday, and it's just every part of this is an incredible atmosphere. Today, and we kind of felt this was coming, today more people are here, and it's just a bigger atmosphere. And it's WIP Ghost AZ Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we broadcast live from Radio Row the entire week leading up to Super Bowl 57, last night media night, and we'll play some of the best stuff for you, and we'll bring some of the good stuff from today, as well as some of the Eagles players and coaches spoke, and Nick Sirianni. But one thing just from yesterday that stood out to me, because, you know, as we go into this game and we go into the offseason and the future of this franchise, the one thing that yesterday I saw, and we talked about it a little bit, was Jeff Lurie talking about Jalen Hurts and the future here and a contract extension. And, you know, Lurie had a quote saying, "I don't think he has anything left to prove about Jalen Hurts." And I would think a lot of people out there would agree with that statement, that Jalen Hurts has done so much this year, improved so much, and gone to a level so high, likely to finish second in the MVP voting when that is awarded. You know, Mahomes is probably going to win this thing on Thursday night. So, I mean, there's no question how good Hurts has become. There's no question of the kind of season he's had. But, you know, you think about Jalen Hurts and what he's accomplished so far and getting this team to a Super Bowl in his second season as a starter, third season in the NFL. It's more than I think anybody could have imagined when they drafted him in 2020, when they put him on the field, you know, for his first start against the Saints, and then when he became the full-time starter in 2021 into this year. I mean, you ask anyone in the beginning of all this, best-case scenario, and this was probably it. 53rd pick in the draft to become this good and to become this team's quarterback, it's been a home run for the Eagles. But, you know, that quote by Lurie, I was thinking about it since last night, that he has nothing left to prove. And I disagree with it, because for me, he does still have something to prove. Because you go back to Jalen Hurts and his college career and his NFL career so far, and I say this as a big Jalen Hurts fan and a guy who believes in him, but he does still have something to prove. Go look at Jalen Hurts' games in the biggest moments in college and so far in the NFL. He hasn't played his best yet. It's the truth. He hasn't. Go back and look what he did in Alabama when he played Deshaun Watson in the title game, and it was Alabama and Clemson. He completed less than 50% of his passes. We know the next year he was pulled from a game where Tua came in. It was maybe the most high-profile moment of Jalen Hurts' football life so far. And you go back to his last year when he evolved and improved so much in college, and he was a Heisman Trophy second runner-up, the way he will be this year in the MVP. That year was to Mahomes, it was to Burrow in college football. But he got crushed by LSU in the semifinal game in the Peach Bowl, and he completed less than 50% of his passes there. Now, I mean, he was going up against a juggernaut. I didn't expect him to win that game. That LSU team was just better, so I'm not blaming him for the loss, but he didn't play his best in that game. And then you go to last year in the postseason against the Bucs, he didn't play his best. He had the ankle injury. And you go to even last week, 2 weeks ago now, against the 49ers, he didn't play his best. They didn't need him to, and they won the game, and it was the defense. And I didn't think he played terribly, but he didn't play his best. I mean, I think there still is something for Jalen Hurts to prove, and that is to play his best in the biggest games, because he hasn't done that yet in his football life, not in college, not so far in the NFL. I mean, he's gotten to a level where I think we have confidence in him that day is coming, but it hasn't happened yet. So the way I look at this Super Bowl, the way I look at Jalen Hurts is I, I'm happy he's the quarterback, and I'm excited for the Eagles to pay him and to be the guy, and no questions asked long-term, he's going to be the Eagles' quarterback. But as far as the phrase that Jeff Lurie had, you know, him, the quote was, I don't think he has anything to prove. I disagree with that. I mean, I still think Jalen Hurts has something to prove to us, and it's one thing that you don't know you have it in a great player until you see it, and that is playing their best in the biggest moments, in their biggest games. And you go through NFL history, it's what separates Tom Brady and Joe Montana and the greats from the very good, or separates them from other greats that had great careers or great seasons but didn't always play their best. And I don't think it's a matter of, you know, are you elite or great or not. I mean, we've seen some elite players, like Peyton Manning didn't play his best in the postseason a lot. I mean, that happened. That was part of his career. So far, and it's been brief, but so far, every time we've seen Jalen Hurts in his biggest moments, he hasn't played his best football. That's his football life so far. 215-592-9494. And just to use cross sport comparisons to bring it home to us. Look, Joel Embiid's a great player. Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate every year. Joel Embiid is a franchise player in the NBA. One knock I have on Joel Embiid, and it's way more of a sample size than Jalen Hurts, who just got in the league a few years ago. But we've never seen Joel Embiid play his best in the biggest moments, the biggest games. We haven't. I mean, go look at his career numbers. Look at his playoff numbers. They're worse. Some guys, you know, elevate their game in the postseason in the NBA. Joel Embiid's game is worse. And I think for him, most of it is he's banged up. He's always hurt in April, May, June. Or I think I haven't got to June yet. But he's always hurt in April and May. He can't play his best. And I think you could make a correlation. Jalen Hurts has been similar to that. I mean, Jalen Hurts last year re-aggravated the ankle in the playoff game against the Bucks. I mean, that, I think, was the biggest reason he didn't play very well. And so far this postseason, Jalen Hurts, I thought he played well enough against the Giants. Again, they didn't ask him to do a lot. He had the one pass down the field early in the game. They took control, and then, he missed the pass late to A.J. Brown. It didn't matter. But I thought he threw the ball well enough in that game. Last game, he didn't throw the ball very well. I mean, down the field, I think since Hurts has come back from the injuries, 3 of 10, throwing the ball 20-plus yards down the field, not as good as he was during the regular season. So, banged up. Again, shoulder this year, ankle last year. It's kind of the Jalen Hurts story. Late in the season, physically, is he able to play his best? He hasn't been. And then you go to a guy like Bryce Harper, right? And I think there was an open-ended question, would Bryce Harper ever play his best in October? Because he had some good moments with the Nationals. He had some tough moments at some series. But last year, he answered those questions. Bryce Harper, and he was banged up and slumping going into the postseason, played his best. He had an incredible all-time postseason, and he answered that question. Jalen Hurts still has to. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts for me still has something to prove, that he could play his best football in the biggest moments. And, you know, we've taken a lot of calls this week about blowout, about the Eagles' defense. The Eagles are going to have to score to win this game. And 5 years ago, they beat the best quarterback I've ever seen in Tom Brady. And they didn't beat Tom Brady because of their defense. They didn't beat Tom Brady because of a great pass rush. They didn't beat Tom Brady because of Jim Schwartz. They beat Tom Brady because Nick Foles played his best game in the biggest moment. And you know what? Nick's not close to an all-time great, but Nick Foles had a knack for it. Go look at his playoff numbers. He played his best games in the biggest moment. That's what Jalen Hurts has to prove to me. He could play his best in the biggest moment. 215-592-9494. Jeff Lurie said Jalen Hurts has nothing left to prove. I disagree. He has to prove he could play his best in the biggest moments, because so far in his football career, dating back to Alabama, so far in the NFL, he just hasn't. His best games are not in the postseason so far, college or the NFL. He still has to prove that to me. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts still have something to prove to you as he ascends here up the chart of great athletes in this city and certainly the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Nick, what are you feeling on this? Does Jalen Hurts still have something to prove?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you look at his career in college, I mean, what's kind of his MO, right, during every single press conference? The job's not finished. And yeah. I think he knows he still has something to prove. And if he goes out and wins on Sunday, I think the job is kind of finished. And, you know, he won the big game, right? And he finally got over the hump, and he proved all the doubters wrong. So I think, yeah, he's come up small. He was benched in the national championship in college. He transferred. He's overcome a lot. But to win on Sunday, that would just prove everybody wrong. And like he says in his press conference, the job is not finished. And it really isn't until he wins that big game.
Well, that's it. 215-592-9494. That's exactly it. And, you know, I am not trying to put this in the atmosphere. I don't want it to be a thing. But the reality is, if Jalen Hurts goes out there and doesn't play well in the Super Bowl, and Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, this is going to become the story. You know, his story has become so positive, right? 53rd pick in the draft. Not, you know, looked at as a starter when he came out to the NFL. To rise to where he's risen to now, MVP finalist, all that. It's all an upward trajectory. We know how this works. Like, we know how the stories change in pro sports fast. And I just know if Jalen Hurts doesn't play his best game here in the Super Bowl, win or loss, but especially if they lose the game, this is going to become his story, that he's a good player, becoming a great player, but for some reason his best doesn't show up in the biggest spot. And I don't want that to be it, but he's got to prove this. Because you go back and, I mean, these numbers are – They're bad. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. They're not like they're just okay. So let's just go to the NFL, right? He's played three playoff games here so far. Three playoff games last year against Tampa, the two so far here in the postseason. And they've won the two this year, so it's not like he's been terrible. But, you know, he has a 58% completion percentage in his three playoff games. And three touchdowns, two picks, a passer rating of 76. I mean, it's the opposite of prolific. That's just not what it is. And you go back to college. Again, Clemson, 13 of 31, 41%. In his first big game against Clemson in the national championship in 2017. You go to the next year, he was obviously benched against Georgia in the national championship game. And then, you know, the next year he didn't play much. And then the following year, LSU, his final college game, 15 of 31, 48%, 217 yards, zero touchdowns, one interception. If you go and look at his six or seven biggest games, college to the pros, he has not played well. I mean, that is the truth about his career so far. It is the reality of Jalen Hurts' career so far. And it's the one thing he has to prove to me still. Because has he proven to me he could throw at a high level in the NFL? Yes. Has he proven to me he can lead a team, you know, and win a lot of games? Yes. Has he proven to be a leader? I think we saw that right away. I mean, that was evident from the day this guy got to Alabama. He's a leader. Has he proven he can win from the pocket? Yes. I mean, so he's checked off almost every box. There's one box he hasn't checked yet, and that is he could play his best in the biggest game. Does Jalen Hurts still have something to prove to you? 215-592-9494. I am curious what everyone thinks on this tonight, because I know Hurts has won this city over, as he should. But has he proven, does he have anything left to prove to you? He does for me. Let's go to the phone lines here, and we go to Frankie, who's in Roxburgh. Frankie!
Yo!
What's
Joe,
up, Frankie?
How
you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. Listen,
what are you thinking tonight, Frankie?
I'm thinking that we're going to win. It's going to be a really good game. And the way he's wired, Joe, he's going to have a good game. He's going to have a great game. But, and then again, Joe, he might not have to, like the last two playoff games. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that is certainly a part of this conversation, right? Because I think we'd all agree, Frankie, the last two games, he certainly hasn't been bad, but he hasn't played his best. But they haven't needed him to. They've won the games. They've been up. I thought he played pretty well against the Giants. Last game, I thought it was a struggle, but they were dominating.
Right. And then think of this, Joe. We had such a big lead. And he's recovering from his shoulder. Why would you even, like, put him out there? You know what I'm saying?
Totally. I mean,
why
there was
would you risk it?
No reason to, right? I mean, once
when the game was already in hand, it was already won. But and then again, Dojo, our offensive line and defensive line is so dominant, Joe. If they play the way we've been playing, especially the last two games, Joe, we're peaking. I think there's nobody can beat us. I don't care who it is. I don't care any team.
Well, that's the beauty, and Frankie, man, I always appreciate your call. That's the beauty of having a roster this good, that it's not all on one guy. But I go back to 5 years ago. The Eagles' roster was really good. It was really deep. They took on a great coach in Bill Belichick, great quarterback in Tom Brady. And we could look at different reasons why they won that game, the Brandon Graham strip sack, how well guys like Aguilar, you know, stepped up and played. Zach Ertz making the touchdown to win the game. You know, Elliott kicking a field goal to put him up 8. You know, we could go to knocking Brandon Cooks out of the game. We could go to a lot of different – the Philly special, Doug Peterson. But if we had – why'd they win that game? I mean, like, just for a second, why were they able to topple a Patriots team with Belichick and Brady? Because Nick Foles, in the biggest moment, played lights out. He played a great football game, okay? And that to me is I go to this game on Sunday, and I find it hard to believe they can win if Jalen Hurts plays like he has so far in the postseason. They're going to need more out of their offense. They're going to need more out of their passing game. They're trying to keep up with an all-time great quarterback the way they did 5 years ago when they beat an all-time great quarterback in Tom Brady. Look, I have been a Jalen Hurts supporter from the night he was drafted. I believe that there was more to that draft pick than maybe met the eye. I wanted him to start earlier than he did in 2020. I didn't want them to trade for a quarterback this past offseason. I feel like I've been among the biggest Jalen Hurts supporters here at WIP from the beginning. I believed in this kid, and I still do. But I don't want to sit here and say he's checked every box yet. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He has nothing left to prove. He does. He still has to prove to me, and I think to all of us, that he could play his best football on the biggest stages, because his football career so far tells us the opposite. He has not played his best football on the biggest stages. That's the reality of his career. And I think part of it's been his health, the way he plays the game. He's not himself physically by late December, early January, mid-January, now February, whether it comes to college or the NFL, because he gets banged up. That reminds me of Joel Embiid, who's an unbelievable player. But Joel Embiid is often sucking wind, whether it's a face, an elbow, a foot, or whatever, a knee. You know, he's always something physically in April and May, and he hasn't been able to play his best at the biggest moments. Giannis plays his best late in the season. Steph Curry plays his best. Like, this is the difference. And I hope Jalen Hurts checks this box. And by Sunday, I say, you know what, I have a checklist of all the things I want Jalen Hurts to prove. And he's proved them all. Not yet. I'm not there yet. Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove to you? He does for me. Yeah, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve at South Jersey. What's up, Steve?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Steve.
I think you guys are a bunch of Chiefs fans. Last night you had Chris Kelly talking about Andy Reid, how much he loved him, and you tonight talking about Hurts not in the biggest game. Like, he was hurt, won a championship of the – I mean, come on, dude.
Well, I mean, but Steve, we could be honest. Jalen Hurts, has he played his best football in the biggest games in college or the pros?
You haven't seen it yet. He's still young.
No, but
you're
okay,
going to see him like a young Mahomes.
Well, but wait, but
she's
that's
tear them up Sunday.
I hope
you
you're right.
You guys are a joke. You guys should be wearing Chiefs jerseys.
No, I mean, but you
I'm
can't
done
be
with
Steve,
WIP. You
Steve,
guys suck, dude.
No, listen, Steve, you could be hurt about it, and we could pretend he's played great in the biggest games. He hasn't.
I'm not hurt.
Steve, has he played his best in the biggest games in his career?
He's been hurt.
Well, that's part of it. What Joel Embiid, has he played his best in the playoffs?
The dude's in and out, in and out, in and out. It's like, you know, like he has his perfect position. Harden is there to
no, but just answer the question.
Him.
Has
that's
Joel
why I got rid of Simmons.
Right, whatever,
Simmons
but I don't care about Ben Simmons. Steve, has Joel Embiid played his best in the playoffs? Yes or no?
Why are we changing the subject?
Because we're talking about players that the reality. It's not about not supporting Jalen Hurts.
You're
not
changing
about,
the subject, dude.
No, no,
you
I'm comparing.
You guys are a bunch
it.
Of Chiefs fans.
I don't know what that means, Steve. I mean, Chiefs fans.
You're
what are you
a
talking
Chiefs
about?
Fan, dude. You're probably not even from Philly.
Steve, I'm a Chiefs fan.
I'm
Steve,
from Southwest Philly. Yeah, you are a Chiefs fan. You got a Chiefs probably shirt underneath of whatever you're wearing.
I don't
you guys
actually.
You're a joke. You're a joke.
Steve, it sounds to me like you. It sounds
I'm
to me like Hurts has a check
to
the box
the
for you.
The man retire in the morning.
Steve, appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate. I mean, you'd be upset about it if you want. I mean, that's your prerogative. The reality is, and again, this is coming from someone who likes Jalen Hurts. I am in on Jalen Hurts from the beginning. I said before the season he'd be an MVP candidate. I believe in Jalen Hurts long term, but just because you believe in a player doesn't mean you have to lie to yourself and pretend it's all perfect. It's not. It's not some players, and it doesn't mean, you know, it's not about being a top five guy. Nick Foles had an ability to play his best in the biggest moments. Absolutely. Eli Manning, not an all-time great player, but has an ability to play his best in the biggest moments. Jalen Hurts, we'll see where his career goes. I can't wait to watch him play football for the Eagles for the next, who knows, 5, 7, 10 years. We'll see how long the contract is and whatever. I can't wait. I mean, they're in good hands for the first time since Donovan McNabb long-term with a quarterback in Jalen Hurts. But that's not – doesn't mean he's done this yet. And I can't get off it until I see it. His biggest moments, whether it be college or the NFL so far, he hasn't played his best games. His best games have come in September, October, November. They haven't come in January or February yet. Three in the NFL, and you go back to three or four in college where he didn't play his best. 215-592-9494. Last night, Jeff Lurie said Jalen Hurts has nothing left to prove. Do you agree? He still has something to prove to me that he could play his best in the biggest game. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll come back, your phone calls, and I'm really curious what everyone feels on this because Jalen Hurts has to prove to me still that he could play his best in the biggest moments. So come back, all your reaction on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't think he has anything to prove. He's an MVP caliber quarterback. He's an incredible leader of the team. And on the field, off the field, he's 24 years old, incredibly mature, and most importantly, driven to be even better. And what we're seeing today, I think, is just the beginning for Jalen.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you live, Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona, the site of Super Bowl 57. The voice, of course. Last night, Jeff Lurie talking on Media Night. And explaining why Jalen Hurts has nothing left to prove. And I agree with a lot of what he said there about, you know, 24 years old, driven, already an MVP candidate. I mean, he is the kind of player you bet on. And the Eagles have bet on him from the moment they drafted him in the 2020 draft. And it has proven to be one of the best bets in franchise history. But the part I disagree with is the idea is nothing left to prove. I mean, that's just simply not true. Jalen Hurts has not played his best in the biggest moments in his football life. I don't have his stats going back to high school. Probably dominated there. He's better than everybody. But you go from college to now. You go from college, his biggest moments, whether it be the bowl games he played in college when he was removed from one, where Tua came in and took his job, to even when he went to Oklahoma and he didn't play that great. I mean, less than 50% in two huge games, completion percentage. And then the playoffs so far is three games here with the Eagles. It hasn't been his best. He still has to prove that to me. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts still have something to prove to you? Or are you like Jeff Lurie? Are you like Jeff Lurie? And he's proved everything so far. Jimmy's in Newark. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Excuse my scratchy voice this evening.
Oh, that's all right. You're just as excited as the rest of us. What are you thinking, Jimmy?
Yeah, first thing I want to say, you know, I think I put two and two together with Jeffrey Lurie, the guy in the audience that asked me if this was a must-win with his comment.
You know what? I don't know, but that would be pretty funny if it was.
But nonetheless, you know, Joe, I got in the car going out to get your kids some ice cream, and I just heard you running down the all-time Jalen Hurts worst stuff, and I'm all like, what the what? I'm all like, is this guy a Philly fan or what? But I do understand where you're coming from, and I agree with you. You know, it's all or nothing, you know. He's going to do it this Sunday, and he's going to prove to people that, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, I don't know all the situations with regards when he was playing in college and so forth, you know, the team surrounding him.
Right.
But the Eagles are firing on all cylinders right now. You know, everyone is playing literally their best ball. Offense, defense, people are having career years. And I think the team this week is going to do it, and they're going to do it handily, and we're going to be a happy bunch of people come Sunday evening.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're right, and I hope you are, and I think you are, I think by Sunday, if Jalen has a big game and they win, then I could check that box too. Like then really, he's checked every box. He's you know, we know how much better he's gotten. We know how hard of a worker he is. He's a great leader. He plays big in the Super Bowl. It's like we've checked every box for this kid already.
Yeah, you know, you just wonder what his future holds, you know, whether he's going to be a flash in the pan or if he can do it for sustained years, you know. This does happen, you know. Teams come together, play great, and then, you know, they fall apart, you know. I love to see that we have a dynasty going here, but
it'd be amazing.
Sunday first.
Right, and you know, and we don't know. And Jimmy, we appreciate the phone call. I do feel great about the Eagles' future. Talked about that a lot last week. The player that Jalen reminds me of is Steve McNair. I think he's going to have a very productive career, be a star quarterback, I loved watching McNair when he was with Tennessee. I mean, I think that's the kind of quarterback Jalen will be for a long time here. You know, I'm not worried about Jalen's future. I would bet on him, you know, for the next 5-10 years. You know, we'll see how long he's here and what kind of contract they end up doing this offseason. But, yeah, it's not – look, I think sometimes – it's not about ability when it comes to playing your best in the biggest moments. You know, I mentioned earlier, Joel Embiid doesn't play his best in the postseason. It's facts. I mean, we've had enough sample size. No, those are facts. I didn't think Peyton Manning a lot of times early in his career played great in the biggest moments. Peyton Manning's an all-time great quarterback. You know, let's go to one that we have a lot of experience with here that we watched it every year. Donovan McNabb. I mean, you know, we talk about those teams, how they came up short. You go back and look at those NFC title games, for the most part, Donovan was poor. That's the truth. He was poor in those games. And that's really the most common denominator of those losses was how poorly Donovan played. And every year it was different circumstances. He was playing banged up against the, you know, against the Panthers in 03, but Donovan played poorly. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me to predict the future on Jalen. You know, maybe 3 years from now, 4 years from now, Eagles have won 2 or 3 Super Bowls starting on Sunday. Jalen has 100 passer rating in all these Super Bowls, and we're all laughing, and you guys are calling me and saying, remember that time that show you did when you wondered and you said Jalen Hurts had to prove he could play his best in the biggest moments? Well, now look at him. I hope that happens, but I need that first. I still need him to prove to me he could play his best in the biggest moments. Jeffrey is in Linwood. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Jeffrey. What are you thinking tonight?
Well, I agree with you about Hurts. I've been a big Hurts believer since the beginning, and it was mainly based on how maturely he responded to getting pulled in that national championship game. I didn't think he would be this good this quick, but I agree with you that he has to prove himself, but I don't think that's really what Lurie was saying. What I think he was saying is that
the contract, right? That's what you think it was about?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think you're right on that. It kind of struck a chord with me when I heard him say he has nothing left to prove, because I'm like, well, wait a second. We got the Super Bowl here. This is the biggest stage of his career. But right. Jeffrey, you're probably correct in that there's two different elements at play here. Does he have something to prove? Yes. But in terms of the Eagles' evaluation of him for a contract, I think they've already made that decision.
Yeah, that's what I think. But your point is definitely fair. I mean, I don't know why some people are taking it so to heart. I mean, you know, I think he has to play his best, and I believe that he will play his best, and that's, you know, it's going to be wonderful to see.
Yeah, and Jeffrey, we appreciate the phone call, and I think Jeffrey brings up a really good point. The Lurie's comments, we played him when we came back there, I'm sure he's, he was probably coming from the point of a long-term contract, Jalen's future, because this offseason, whenever this ends, or whenever they're ready to sit down and kind of, you know, look at the future, because right now we're hitting them all in the moment of a Super Bowl on Sunday. I think, you know, if you're thinking about what Jalen Hurts has to do to earn a contract, well, he's already done that stuff. I mean, we don't base contract extensions on, or do you play your best at the Super Bowl? Because let's be real, most players don't get to the Super Bowl within their first contract. Evaluations are, I mean, the Eagles paid Carson Wentz one of the playoff victory. So, yeah, that's there's way more layers to a contract extension than simply your passer rating in the playoffs or all that kind of stuff. But as a fan, that's the one box he still has to check off, and that's the one thing he still has to prove to me. And I need to see it. And I'm not saying, you know, when I say this, I'm not saying I don't believe Jalen could do it, because Jalen Hurts has proven every step of the way in his football life, every step of the way, that when people think he can't do something or he hasn't done something, he does it. You know, just think about him as a passer. I mean, the way people talked about him as a thrower of the football, like he'll never be good enough to be a winning quarterback or a star quarterback because of the way he throws the ball. Well, he worked his butt off this past offseason with a quarterback coach out in California. And he came back and completed nearly 67% of his passes and became an MVP candidate. So, you know, he's driven to do it, and I think he will do it at some point. But he has to first. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Has Jalen Hurts proven everything to you? Or do you still have to see him win and play his best in the biggest moment? And not just win. Because he played at Alabama. He's playing on a really good Eagles team now. Like, you know, did they win this past Sunday against the Niners because of Jalen Hurts? No. I mean, right, the defense won that game. The Niners didn't have a quarterback. Hurts, I think, did a good job not turning the ball over. But we can all say it. It wasn't his best game against a great defense. That's the truth. You know, they won as a team this past Sunday. But in this Super Bowl, in the biggest games, he hasn't played his best so far. I want to see it. He needs to check that box for me. John is in Barrington. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good, John. What are you thinking tonight?
I actually agree with you. I think it's fair. Number one, it's a fair question. It was absolutely a fair question. I'll go even a little further and say I'm not 100% even has even proved that he can play 100% from the pocket. Now, he's a good player, and there's no doubt about that. And he is complex because he never puts his team in jeopardy. And, you know, I'm in the boat of the number one thing for a quarterback is he bring his team to victory. And he does that. And that's a big thing. And it's an underrated skill. But you watch what the Chiefs do, to make your point a little bit, and this is not exactly what you were getting at, they're good for them to have a chance. They're going to have to make him be the MVP of the game. They got to stop the run, the Chiefs, and they got to make it to the point where he's got to win the game for them.
John, before you go on, before you go on, I mean, so far since Hurts came back from the shoulder injury, he's thrown 10 passes, 20 or more yards. He's only completed 3 of them. I mean, if I'm the Chiefs on Sunday, my game plan is exactly what you say. I'm going to stop the run, and I'm going to dare him to throw the ball down the field. And you know what, John, we've seen it this year. When he was healthy, he was really good, right? They had that stretch where he was throwing
against the Titans.
Oh, the Steelers. Yeah. So if he has a good game and they dare him, like, he could throw 4 touchdowns. He's certainly capable.
Oh, there's no doubt. But it still comes down to that's what they're going to do. So, you know, these questions are going to be answered. But the idea that the Eagles or him doesn't get an advantage, he does, because they find a way to win when he doesn't play well. That's how good they are. But I think the Chiefs are going to be like, you're not going to do that against us. You're going to have to play well. And we're going to see. All this is going to come out. He's still getting the contract. He's still going to get all those things. But the truth is, your question is fair.
Yeah, and John, you know, and we'll get our answer at some point. John appreciates the phone call. And as much as this game matters to all of us so much, and it's the Super Bowl, look, Jalen's 24. The way the Eagles are run, with how long he's going to be here, this isn't his only chance. I believe he'll get another chance. And we'll see. Maybe he'll be stacking his second and third ring 4 or 5 years from now. Maybe he'll still be going first. I don't know. We'll find out some of the answers to these questions on Sunday. But I agree with our last call that if I'm the Chiefs, let's put it this way, if I'm Steve Spagnuolo, I am, and this is not a knock on Jalen the thrower. I think he's become an outstanding thrower of the football with touch down the field this year. But the shoulder injury, he's not been as accurate throwing the ball down the field in the three games since he's come back. I kind of throw the first one out against the Giants. That was just, you know, he was obviously just trying to gut it through and get them through that football game so they could win the number one seed in the division. But just the last two, right? He had that very nice pass to Devontae Smith to start the Giants game, and away they went. That was kind of it that night. He missed AJ down the field. And this past game, some of it we might just say the Niners defense is really good. So, you know, it's just tough to move the football on them. And I think that's the truth. But he also had a couple shots. I mean, there was the pass to AJ Brown up the seam where I would say 2 months ago before the shoulder injury, he hits him. It's an 80-yard touchdown and the route is on. He missed him. He's going to have to make that throw on Sunday to win the game. And I think the Chiefs secondary could be had. I think their corners could be had. I love the matchup of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith against these guys. Jalen's going to have opportunities. They're going to get open. They're going to be running down the field 25 or 30 yards with a step or two on the corner. And as Jalen became an MVP candidate this year, he hit them. He made those throws. Sunday, he's got to make them. And I hope by Sunday night at 10 p.m., I'm sitting there saying, you know what? Man, he checked that box too. Not only is he a leader, not only is he an MVP candidate, not only is he this team's franchise quarterback, he just made the biggest throws in the biggest game he's ever played. That's what I want to say on Sunday, but I need to see it still. He still has to prove that to me. Drew's in Fox Chase. What's up, Drew?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, Drew. What are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, I like this topic. First off, Steve, in the great words of Howard Eskin, is a dope. But I don't want to waste my minutes with him. Anyway, Jalen Hurts, to me, I mean, out of all the quarterbacks came out of the draft, everything like that, and the lot of time that he had, I think he's proven a lot that what he can do. And also from last year to this year, he's turned it around, a 360 like no other. But I do agree with you, to get over that hump to win the Super Bowl, and especially in the amount of years that he's only started, what, two and a half years, is it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, to do that, and if he were to win, I mean, I think he is going to win this game coming up. That tells me that, I mean, there's nothing else to tell me.
But, right. Like, yeah, he's on a trajectory of excellence, right? Like a great trajectory. We can all see that.
And I also agree with a couple callers ago, I was going to say what Lori was saying, I think has something to do with the contract. Like, it was a guarantee that he was going to be signed as an Eagle next year, obviously.
Yeah, and
I mean,
you know what?
That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I think you're right, and our caller brought that up is right. And I think there's something to Lori's saying. We appreciate the call, Drew. There's something to Lori's saying that before the game. I think it takes the pressure a little bit off of Hurts. And I think it's, you know, it's just logical. The Eagles aren't going to base the contract for Jalen Hurts on this game. Now, if I'm Hurts and I'm his agent, I would want, I mean, if he wins and he plays great, yeah, we want more money. But as far as the Eagles' evaluation, as far as the Eagles' you know, decision whether or not they're going to re-sign. And that decision's been made already. I mean, he earned the contract by how he played all year. And I think most smart teams base contracts and long-term decisions on big windows, not right, you know, long-term, a whole season. They don't just base it on, you know, what you do in one big game. Because that, then all of a sudden you might be paying, you know, a guy who has a flash-in-the-pan moment, a big contract, and you might not want to keep a star player because, you know, whatever, he had one bad game. So I that's fine. And I think that's logical. But you know, when I look at Jalen Hurts' career so far at Alabama, Oklahoma, and the Eagles, I just want to be able to – because, you know, if I'm writing down the pros and cons, right, his career so far, how much better he's gotten, we all know the great parts. And I think as a city – it took a while. But I think as a city and a fan base, we've all come together – to be on board with Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback. I mean, it's been a very long time since I spoke to someone. Last offseason, I spoke to a lot of people who didn't want him here. Those days are gone, and those people were dopes, to use a Howard word. But it wouldn't be fair to say, the way I look at it, that he's checked every box, he's proven everything yet, because he hasn't played his best in the biggest moments and in the biggest games. And that's the and this is the biggest one he's ever played in coming up on Sunday. Let's talk to Angel in Pennsylvania. What's up, Angel?
What's going on, Joe?
Angel, how are you tonight, buddy?
Come on, man. It's Super Bowl week. I couldn't be any better. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. I mean, all this talk about you wearing a Kansas City shirt, I don't know about all that, man. That guy was kind of crazy, but
yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't have a Kansas City shirt, Angel. I'm actually wearing a navy blue shirt. I got a what do I got? I got a green Eagles T-shirt underneath. That's what I'm wearing tonight.
That's all right, man. It sounded like you had a couple drinks in them, anyway.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
But listen, man. Honestly, I understand where you're coming from, but I think a lot of the feedback you're getting back from a lot of the listeners is just because, you know what, we're tired of hearing the doubt on Jalen Hurts from the media from the very beginning of the playoffs. When they had all the quarterbacks posted up, they had Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, they had Josh Allen. Where are them guys at now? Guess what? They're fishing.
Yep.
They're fishing. But all the NFL networks were saying Jalen, out of all those quarterbacks, was the least one that was going to succeed in the playoffs, what they expected. Team came out. This kid is lightning in a bottle. He comes out, he figured out a way to win. And he has a commanding presence in that locker room and in that huddle. And he finds a way to win, even though he knows he's injured. He knows he's hurt. He knows he can't throw downfield, but he still tries. The kid is amazing. And I think that he doesn't get enough credit for the things that he's already accomplished. When Donovan came into the league in 99, 2000, from 2000 to 2004, he took us to the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Donovan took us to how many playoffs? Eight? Was it eight total?
I believe and so, five, yep.
I think like five championships. Donovan never got us over this crescendo. This kid is doing it in his third season.
I know. At 24 years old, Angel.
At 24 years old. And I think one of the greatest things that I've seen that's all over Twitter, and it's great for Philly, and it's great for the Eagles organization, is the picture they had floating all over Twitter with Mahomes and Jalen Hurts having a serious discussion between each other. It was almost like you were seeing greatness. And if you didn't really pay attention to it, you were missing a real special moment. Because right there, you've seen at that moment that these two are going to have a long career going at each other, and they appreciate their competitive nature, and they appreciate each other's skill and professionalism. And you've seen it in the way they interacted with each other.
Yeah,
this is the representation we have in Philly. We haven't had this in a long time.
No, he's the kind of player. I think he's the kind of player, Angela, and I appreciate it, man, that the city could be proud of. You know, and I think that is awesome. Like, you know, you want the kind of athletes leading our teams that we appreciate the player, the person, the work ethic, the leadership. It's all there. And you know, we have a couple of them. I mean, Bryce Harper, what he did in October last year, signing with the Phillies a few years ago and wanted to be here for his career, he's become one of those guys. And I think Jalen Hurts is one of those guys, too, that you can be proud to have him as the face of the franchise moving forward. That's awesome. I mean, that's all there. And I do think there's something about betting on Jalen Hurts that is in the Eagles have been – they've been betting on him for years now. Since the 2020 draft, they've been betting on this kid, and it's all come up the right way. They've been right at every step of the way. I believe they'll be right when they sign him to an extension. He's this team's quarterback for the future. But I just need this box checked. I just need this box checked. I believe at some point he will. So Angel said something there, and there's a word he used in his, you know, his rant that I think is it's the way I describe Jalen Hurts. Like, if I met someone who didn't know who Jalen Hurts was, if I met someone who didn't know anything about the Eagles or Jalen Hurts, and they read to watch the Super Bowl, and they say, describe Jalen Hurts to me in one word, the word I would use, and it without even thinking about any other words, I would just say he's a winner. Jalen Hurts has been a winner from high school to college to the NFL. I mean, he took over a team that was 4-11-1 the year before he came in, and they went 9-8 last year and made the postseason. He turned a losing team into a winning team, and then they went from a winning, you know, but more of like a mediocre team to a great team. He's a winner. The Eagles are going to win a ton of football games with Jalen Hurts, and I hope one day, and hope that day is this Sunday, he becomes a champion here in Philadelphia. But I do need this one more box checked. I need the one more box checked that he can prove. That means he's proven everything to me. Jeff Lurie said he has nothing left to prove. I disagree with that. And I know, you know, Lurie's probably thinking of a lot of things in the future and the contract and all that. But just as a fan of this team, as a fan of this player, Jalen Hurts has proven a lot to me. Can he throw at the NFL level? Yes. Can he win at the NFL level? Yes. Can he lead at the NFL level? Yes. Can he play not just as a pretty good quarterback, could he play at a high level, elite level? Yes. I mean, he's going to finish one or two in the MVP voting, which is going to be unveiled on Thursday. Probably going to finish second to Patrick Mahomes. He's proven all those things. Those boxes are already checked, but I still need him to prove he could play his best game in the biggest moment. And again, now, just be clear, I'm not saying he has to win this game in order for me to check the box, because it's a team game. And, you know, he can go out there and have his best game of the season, and if Mahomes tops him by 1 point, I'm not going to knock. I'm not going to say, well, Jalen Hurts didn't prove anything. No, if he plays his best, there's only so much he can control. It's a team game. Only so much he can control out there. Nick Foles played his best in the biggest stage. You know, if Brady had driven down the field and scored, you know, instead of getting strip sacked by Brandon Graham, it doesn't mean Nick Foles didn't play his best. If Jalen Hurts plays his best in the biggest stage, I will check the box. 215-592-9494. So one of our last callers brought up the media knocking him, saying that he's not a top five quarterback in the playoffs or whatever the dummies out there were saying. Obviously, silly, here he is. But a national host today ranked the top 10 players of the Super Bowl. You're not going to believe how low Jalen Hurts ranked. You're not going to believe. I'll tell you where he had him. I'll give you my list. I will rank the top 10 players playing in Super Bowl 57. It's a good list. Really good players in this. But I'll spoil it for you. Jalen Hurts is near the top. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We'll come back. Your phone calls. I'll give you my list of the top 10 players who will play in Super Bowl 57. And I'll tell you where one national host had Jalen Hurts. You're not going to believe it. And has Jalen Hurts proven everything to you so far? Does he have anything left to prove? He does for me. He has to prove he could play and have his biggest games, best game, on the biggest stage. We'll talk about it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.